I have to confess I don't always remember the words of the opening prayer, which we say. Often it comes to kind of this part in the Mass, and I'd have a hard time saying, well, what exactly did we just pray for? But there was a line in today's opening prayer that struck me. There was kind of a concept even that struck me that I don't always think of on this Feast of the Presentation. And it's namely that we not only recall this great event, but more importantly, we pray that our minds may be made pure to be presented to God. And that really is the gift we offer. We see this kind of giving to God all over the place in the Mass. God initiates, we respond. We see it in simple ways like the responsorial psalm, but we see it in the very tenor of what is supposed to happen at every single Mass. Namely, we are supposed to leave Mass differently, more converted, completely changed because of our connection, because of our closeness to the Lord Jesus himself. Simeon and Anna both had this kind of experience. They, in fact, were promised in various ways that the Messiah would come. Simeon had made this prayer. That the Messiah would come is not really something that was unique to Simeon and Anna because it had been prophesied for so long, but they had a special insight that this was coming soon. Simeon would not leave. He would be a man of prayer until he met the Messiah, the one who would save Israel. Anna had been in the temple with prayer and fasting. So much was she waiting for the Messiah. It does challenge us, I think, this day, to think about what it is we choose to present to the Lord. When we think of our own lives, what are we waiting for? What is it that we are praying for with great urgency? What is it that we are asking God to help us to recognize? And more importantly, who is it that we're asking God to help us to recognize?